Hey guys, Joe Massa here, and welcome to another episode of The Daily Measure. Been a few weeks since I've done one of these, and well, today it's my 41st birthday. So I figured I'd be a little cliche, maybe even a little bit tacky. I'm going to share 41 things I've learned about myself over the 41 years I've lived so far. And I'm going to keep these short so I don't go rambling on and on. Plus, I'm going to try to do this in one take, which is going to be a bit difficult. But with that in mind, 41 things to know by Joe Massa on my 41st birthday. You'll notice right here, I got my since 1984 shirt on. So one thing I've learned about myself, number one, becoming a dad changed everything for me. Fatherhood wasn't just a role. It was like a complete reset for me. And it brought instant clarity and literally, I think, saved my life because it forced me to grow up and become a better man. So being a father, number one, is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Number two, I believe that your choices will shape who you become. Every single decision that you make is going to sculpt your future. So small choices, big choices, they all add up, they all compound, and they're really going to turn you into the person that you become. So make sure to make good choices. Number three is attitude. Attitude is absolutely everything. And here's the thing, your attitude is the one thing that you can always control. It's what you bring to every situation. And it matters more than your skills or circumstances, so control that attitude. Number four, choose what you nurture. You'll become what you focus on, so spend your energy on peace and gratitude and growth rather than anger, resentment, or regret, because what you give your attention to will build and grow stronger within you. Number five, don't sweat the small stuff. That traffic jam, that spilled coffee, don't let it ruin your day. You might have some bad luck. You might have things happen, but just learn to roll with the punches. Number six, basic manners will take you so far. Please, thank you, sir, ma'am. These things cost you nothing and they can open doors for you. So use your manners. They are very important. Number seven, this one's tough for a lot of us. Put your phone down every once in a while. Look people in the eyes when you talk to them. Make real connections happen face to face and don't always be staring at your tiny screen. Number eight, respect is earned. It is not demanded. You earn respect through consistent kindness and effort. But here's the kicker. The most important person to respect, that's yourself. So give yourself respect and earn it. Don't demand it. Number nine, make sure to treat everyone the same, whether you're talking to the president or the janitor. Show the same respect and humility, because nobody is better than anybody else, and it's a really crappy look when you treat people in a different way based on what you think about them. So treat everyone the same way. Number 10, make sure to honor your commitments, because your word is truly your bond. So if you give your word, you need to honor it like your life is on the line, because it truly is at some point. Number 11, know your limits. If you can't deliver, don't promise that you can. Make sure to be honest about your limitations. And remember, that's a strength. It's not a weakness by having a limit and knowing where that line in the sand is. Number 12, embrace constructive criticism, because real growth happens when you learn about your weaknesses and actually address them. So don't run from feedback. Instead, use it to your advantage. Number 13, own your outcomes. You are responsible for everything in your life, the good and the bad. And that's not a burden. That's true power. You get to control your own outcomes, good and bad. So take accountability. Number four, admit your mistakes. This is another tough one. If you own your screw-ups, I promise you, own them just like you do your wins and people will respect you more. If you can actually look at them and say, you know what? I'm not perfect. I messed up. People will definitely respect that about you. Number 15, make time for your wellness. I know this is another cliche, tacky thing, but if you don't make time for your wellness now, you're going to be forced to make time for your illness later. And again, we're not always in control of that, but do what you can, what's in your control, and take care of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. You will thank yourself later. Number 16, mental health is non-negotiable. Your mind needs to work. Read, solve problems, challenge yourself. Don't make this an afterthought. Take care of the old noggin. That takes care of the rest of you. Number 17, don't be normal. You only get one life on Earth that we know of, so don't waste it trying to fit into somebody else's little box. Be authentic, be unique, be yourself. Number 18, this is a good one to know. Life isn't fair. The world doesn't revolve around you. I know, shocking. And once you accept this fact, you stop being disappointed and instead you start adapting. Life is never going to be fair. Quit pretending like it will be. Number 19, you got to hustle for what you want. Success finds the people who get up every day and grind for their goals. Period. Plain and simple. As the old saying goes, fortune favors the bold. Number 20, avoid the victim mentality. There's a lot of that going around right now, but don't go looking to be offended or victimized, because if you do, you will find it. That mindset will kill your dreams faster than any obstacle that you face. Number 21, over halfway through it now, show up early. This is tough for a lot of people, but good work ethic means being dependable, and that means being on time. Remember, early is on time, and on time is late. So don't be late, be early. Number 22, be a protector. If you have your choice, be the sheepdog. Don't be the sheep, don't be the wolf. Have the capacity to protect others and the willingness to stand up when it truly matters. Number 23, help without enabling. There's a big difference between helping someone and then carrying them forever. Make sure you understand this difference and separate from people when you're enabling their bad behavior. Number 24, listen actively, because half of every conversation is the listening part, and a lot of us don't do that. So actually pay attention. It'll prevent most miscommunications. Number 25, something that I shouldn't have to say, but it's pretty important right about now in today's climate. Judge by character only. Make sure you're judging people by the content of their character, nothing else. Not their skin color, their religion, their gender, just their character, okay? Good practice to have going on in your life. Number 26, practice good karma, because what you put out into the world will inevitably come back to you. So put goodness out there, and luckily and hopefully it comes back to you sooner than later. Number 27, one of my favorite ones, and my sister-in-law always says this one, you got to kill the haters with kindness. Negative people feed off of negative energy, so don't feed those people. Instead, kindness will disarm them completely. So kill the haters with the kindness. Number 28, disagree respectfully. This is another tough one in today's climate. You can disagree with someone and still show them respect. Listen to opposing viewpoints, keep an open mind, and if you still can't agree with them, you can do so respectfully. Number 29, apologize sincerely when you're wrong. This is tough, but swallow your pride and give a true, heartfelt apology. It can mend relationships. And in my opinion, it also really shows true strength to be able to apologize and mean it sincerely. Number 30, patience pays off, because great things truly take time, like mastering skills, building relationships, growing as an individual. You can't rush those things. They're important. So be patient. It truly is a virtue. Number 31, never stop learning. Another big one. Stay curious every single day, because the minute you stop learning is the minute that you stop growing. Number 32, learn the hard way sometimes. Understanding how things work from the ground up will make you more competent. Don't always take the shortcuts. Learn front to back, top to bottom, left to right what you're trying to learn, and bulletproof your knowledge, okay? Number 33, start doing. Don't get stuck in the planning phase forever. Your plan does not have to be perfect. You will learn by doing. So stop thinking, stop planning, start acting. Number 34, embrace failure, because it is going to happen. It's also one of your greatest teachers. So use it as motivation to learn what doesn't work, and then you can learn to do things differently. But embrace the failure, because it is undoubtedly coming your way. Number 35, be calculated, not impulsive. Weigh the pros and cons, especially when doing something risky. Don't decide on impulse or when you're angry, especially. Take the time to be calculated and make a smart decision for yourself. Okay. Number 36, manage your money. That means paying your debts on time. Build up good credit. You will thank yourself later. Live within your means and then invest. You have to pay yourself first. Financial independence will give you options that you'll never have without it. Number 37, time over money. We always like to make money, and you can always make more money, but you can't get back more time. So use it wisely. Time is truly your most valuable asset. Number 38, value relationships over possessions. Similar to the last one, true value is in the people, in the relationships, and your experiences, not in things, not material, not stuff. Those things will fade, but the memories and connections you make, those last a lifetime. Number 31, make every second count because, again, your time is limited. So don't sacrifice your happiness chasing things that really don't matter in the big picture. Number 40, almost done here. Focus on the real connections, like face-to-face interactions. Make people more accountable than hiding behind their phone screens, right? I know I mentioned this one earlier, but it's so important to build those skills, those social skills face-to-face. Number 41, last and not least, live with intention. Because at the end of the day, it's about being deliberate with your choices, authentic in your character, and present in your relationships. And I'll throw in a little bonus one because this is just a cool quote I saw, and I've read it before, but it's very true, about getting older. Getting older is mandatory, but growing up, that's optional. So live in the moment, be silly, don't take yourself too seriously. None of us get out of life, and make sure that you're enjoying and being present in every day of your life. So I hope these 41 facts about me have inspired you to live your best life, no matter what your age. And remember, I love you guys. I appreciate you tuning in and all the support you send to me each and every day, whether it's on this show, The Measuring Post, the other ventures that I'm doing. Stay tuned. Lots of more great things coming from me and in our episodes and podcasts over here. And stay in touch and, you know, go have yourself a wonderful day today. Thanks for tuning in to The Daily Measure. This is Joe Massa signing off after 41 years. But don't worry, I'll probably be back next week.